Bulgaria wins Eurovision with a dance song, Bangaranga. A high-energy performance by singer Dara that swept up the juries and the public vote. Second place went to Israel, who scored 220 in the audience vote, the third highest. All eyes were on their singer Noah Bertin, and though Eurovision was prepared for disruption, there were no obvious signs of protest when he took to the stage. But this result could reignite questions over voting manipulation. Recently, Israel has been criticised for running online campaigns urging people to vote multiple times for their act. Eurovision reduced the limit to 10 votes per person and repeated that voting for your own country is against the spirit of the competition. Across Vienna, tens of thousands of fans from all over the world came to enjoy the show.
It brings everyone together. It's just such great vibes. It's one time every year when all of Europe, Australia, all over the world unite and are united by music.
Five countries refused to share the stage with Israel: Ireland, Slovenia, Iceland, the Netherlands, and Spain, who said boycotting the event will put them on the right side of history. While outside the arena, thousands marched through Vienna, accusing Eurovision of normalizing Israel's war crimes, some carrying the names of the thousands killed in Gaza.
Here in the media center, celebration over Bulgaria's win, but some confusion over those public voting results. Eurovision was created to unite Europe through music, but this year has exposed deep divisions. And the participation of Israel is becoming a crisis that organizers are finding harder and harder to contain.